Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sundance is probably the most prestigious independent film festival around, at least in the U.S. Making the cut is a great accomplishment, but typically we think of big budgets and celebrity names. Well, a Sac State film professor is breaking that stereotype. Rodrigo Ojeda Beck's short documentary, The Long Valley, captures the people and the landscapes of the Salinas Valley, one of the most productive agricultural regions in California, and it's been making the film festival circuit. Rodrigo joins us to talk about the film, which screened at both Sundance and South by Southwest this year. Rodrigo, welcome to Insight.
Hi, how's it going? Happy to be here.
Happy you made the time. Well, for those who might not be familiar with the Salinas Valley, I'd love for you to tell us about your connection to the area and why you chose to focus on it for this documentary.
Yeah, I have a lot of personal connections with the Valley. I taught at the State University there, CSUMB, CSU Monterey Bay, for about 10 years. I also went to school as an undergrad there. So all in all, I probably spent about 14 years kind of in and out of the area and just really fell in love with the people, the landscape, and the overall vibe. My co-director, Robert Machoyan, grew up in the Salinas Valley, in a small town called King City, which is featured pretty prominently in the film.
Do people know the area as the Long Valley? Is that why that's the title of the documentary?
That's a great question. We had a really hard time naming the film, and we knew it wanted to be something valley, and we were really struggling. And my co-director recommended The Long Valley, which is kind of an homage to Steinbeck, who wrote a short story compilation called The Long Valley. And many of the stories take place within the Salinas Valley. So it kind of felt appropriate to the emotions that the film was giving us to kind of go with that name.
Yeah, I mean, the images and the sounds are just so powerful and striking. The wind is almost like this central figure or force throughout the film. Even from the first lines, they're spoken in Spanish, but time is like the wind. You don't see it, but it passes. You feel it, but that's it. The people that you profile, they're sharing their philosophy to life, and you use wind as the theme of that message. What did you learn from the conversations that you had from the people in the Salinas Valley?
Yeah, I learned a lot. You know, I think I was making this film, and I was probably around 36 when I made it, and I felt like I was thinking a lot about time. I feel at this age, I equally understand I'm not old, but I'm also not young. So it was a lot on my mind in terms of what can I do with the time I have, and what meaning is there in time? And so with this film, it was really nice to get this kind of guidance from people we met throughout the community. And like you mentioned, the wind became a central character. When we started shooting the film, a lot of people kind of canceled last minute to do the interviews. And so Robert and I would drive down this road called River Road, which kind of connects the valley, the Salinas Valley, but it's a back county road. But it's just a very beautiful one to drive. And upon every cancellation, I'd say, okay, we have 4 hours. We have this film equipment. So let's go drive the River Road and just film whatever catches our eye or our attention. And this trend continued for 4 or 5 days. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're filming nothing maybe. And the interview you mentioned, which opens the film, is that kind of metaphor of wind being like time. And when I started looking at all the footage we shot, I realized we were filming the wind. And so it became this metaphor of and kind of a way into the film, which was this way to film something that's maybe not visible, which is time. And so, yeah, I think when we were making the film, it became this kind of deep meditation of time, maybe humans' inability to perceive time and accept reality, but still finding space to dream. So even if we're accepting the present moment, how can we think of a different future? So all those things were valuable lessons that I learned along the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's really beautiful. I'm around the same age as you when you were filming this, and I can agree with that. I mean, my mid to late 30s were the first time in my life where I realized I wasn't young anymore, but I also didn't feel old. And when watching your short documentary, it just reminded me that our minds are so powerful, and it's really important to remember to be here, to be present, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, regardless of the cards that you were dealt. And you and your colleague, you really capture this not only with sound and with interviews, but with cinematography as well. I mean, the cinematography kind of reminded me of these still photos, like a striking photo album. What went into this?
Yeah, Robert Machoya, my co-director, he shot the film, and he's just such an amazing talent. He's got an amazing eye and shoots a lot of photography. And this film is kind of the second in a series, kind of a thematic series, where we're documenting rural communities and trying to document them within this kind of photo book aesthetic. So a lot of the way we're shooting is not following conventional cinematic composition, but rather evoking photography and the history of photography. There's just a lot I think film has to learn from photography. One of the things I love when I see a beautiful photograph is the amount of intrigue it creates within the viewer, because you're just seeing a snapshot. You're literally seeing a hundredth of a second most times. So you don't have the full context for the image. So it has such mystery. And I think film, it often tries to answer all the questions, which can be very moving. But in the process, it removes all the aspect of intrigue that's inherent in photography. So making these films, we're trying to reinsert some of that intrigue and not provide all the answers to the audience, but rather present questions for them to think through the work. So it's a really wonderful way to make a film, but you're really putting a lot of trust in your audience to come and try and answer those questions on their own. But I find it more powerful than maybe a more conventional way to make a movie where we tell people what to think.
Yeah. You know, documentaries and films, you know, they can stand alone as powerful pieces. They don't necessarily need the validation of a film festival. But being accepted into Sundance, also South by Southwest, I think your screen just days ago at South by Southwest, what does that add to the work that you did?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I teach film at Sac State, and I tell a lot of my students frequently that we can't rely on others to validate us, you know, because it just happens so infrequently. It's so out of our control. We as filmmakers, all we can control is making the work and making it to the best of our abilities and then hoping you get the recognition. So I was really kind of flabbergasted when we got into Sundance. I think it was 57 short films that were accepted out of 11,000. So those odds are ones you can't rely on every year. So when that kind of, I don't know what the right word is for it, but when you're kind of bestowed with this kind of blessing from an institution like that, it's something you kind of enjoy, and to make something and put so much work into it and to be validated in that way is really meaningful. And as an artist, that's not something that happens every year. And I was completely just floored when we got the South by acceptance, you know. And yeah, we just got back from South by a few days ago, and that was a really fun screening. I was really honored to be sharing the work with such strong other short films, which is also a real validation to be kind of included amongst or put into that kind of peer class is pretty amazing.
It is. Well, Rodrigo, thank you for sharing parts of it with us, and congratulations on an honor. It's not a needed validation, but it does feel nice.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I just would want to say that the film is screening tomorrow on campus from 4:30 to 5:45. We're going to have a colloquium with one of my peers in the communications department where I teach. Professor Amari Palmer, who wrote a beautiful book of poems. So it'll be a conversation between Professor Pollard and myself about poetry, and that'll be in Del Norte Hall, 1004.
Wonderful. And we will have that posted on our Insight page as well. Rodrigo Ojeda Beck is a Sacramento State professor and filmmaker. His latest documentary, The Long Valley, is making the festival circuit and was accepted into Sundance and South by Southwest. That is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.